gratefulness to you all.
在我们来分享主的话之前，我有一些感激的话要向在座的各位来陈述。
Well, before I say that to you, just want to express how much we feel the privilege being gathered before the Lord once again.
那就是今年我们能够在主的同在的里边来聚集，我们心中是何等的满了感恩。
Well, this year, the three of us, my wife Priscilla, our son Timothy, and I, we had the privilege to be with you.
那去年的时候，我们一家三口，我的妻子和我们的孩子，我们能够在这里与大家同聚。
And we were tremendously encouraged by that. The three of us came in.
那我们一家三个人都为着那个聚集里边蛮受感激。
And as we find ourselves in His grace, first gathered once again.We look forward for him to meet us this time.
那当我们今年又能够这样的相聚的时候，我们实在是盼望主能够在这里来遇到我们每一个人。
I have to say that I'm especially grateful, touched by the love in allowing us to still gather in a late hour such as this.
那我特别要说的就是，我实在是为着主向我们仍有这样的爱心。就是在这个幕后的时代能够这样的来聚集我们，我真的是满了感激。
For those of you who are gathering yesterday night, I think it was very touching to hear from a brother having his message.
那我想昨天晚上在这里来听到孙弟兄分享信息的人，我们里边都被他所分享的深深的感动到。
How much we sense that time is near.
我们实在是能够感到那时候要近了。
We don't know how much more time we do have.
我们并不知道我们还有多久。
And that's even more of a reason, at least in my heart, to just bow down in worship to our Lord for providing time such as this.
所以对我个人来说，在我们里面为此更应该在主的面前俯伏，感谢他在今时仍给我们这样的机会来聚集。
You remember how in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul, he tells us that now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
那如果大家记得的话，在罗马书当中，保罗讲到今时那救恩离我们更近。
Well, if that was the case back then, can you imagine right now?
如果对保罗来说，在那时这就是那样的话，那此刻对我们来说，岂不更是如此呢
？So even before we begin, I trust the church we're going to be united in thanksgiving to the Lord, which has given us this opportunity.
所以此刻，当我们聚集在这里的时候，我想我们是有一颗合一的心，联合在一起，感谢神给我们这样的机会，能够在此聚集。
So before we read.The word of the Lord for that. So,
所以在我们读主的话之前，先一起有一点祷告。
Indeed, Lord, that is the desire.
这就是我们心里所愿。
To even before, Lord, we share your word to acknowledge what grace and mercy you give us.
主啊，就是要来承认你给我们的是何等恩典和怜悯。
We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather in your presence.
我们感谢你，让我们能够聚集在你的同在当中。
We thank you for the desire of your heart to speak to us.
我们感谢你，因为是你要来向我们说话。
Oh, your desire exceeds even our own desire to hear from you. You desire to reveal yourself to us.
主主啊，我们不仅愿听你来向我们说，你更愿把自己启示给我们。
So our prayer, as we're going to read your word, as we're going to meditate.It's indeed the same prayer as we just sang.
主，当我们来读你的话语的时候，就是我们刚才所唱的这首诗歌。
Oh, bring thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me.
主啊，求你为我拨开生命的饼。
Beyond the sacred page, we confess, we seek your salvation.
主啊，在这圣经当中，我们要来承认，我们来寻求你自己。
So as we sang and prayed in our hymn, Lord, we ask.May your Holy Spirit be in charge of this time.
正如我们刚才在诗歌当中所唱的，愿圣灵来掌管下面的时间。
All He can reveal the Lord to us.
主啊，愿你把自己启示给我。
Oh, that He may have free course in this time.
愿他能够在这个下面的时间自由的运行。
To glorify the Lord Jesus.
能够来荣耀主耶稣。
To give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, the full knowledge of the Lord.
也赐给我们那智慧启示的灵，让我们能够完完全全的来更多的认识基督。
Lord, we ask, do it for your own glory.
主啊，我们求你为着自己的荣耀来成就这样的工作。
As we bow down and worship and thanksgiving to you.
让我们要这样的来俯伏敬拜，把一切的荣耀和敬拜来归给你。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Let's read a few verses starting with the Gospel of Matthew.
那我们要来读几处的圣经，开始的时候我们来读马太福音。
We're going to read the so-called the Lord's Prayer.
我们要来读的是主自己的。
And of course, I hope you realize that this is not in a way, this is not really the Lord's Prayer.
那这写的不是主真正的祷告。
It's the Lord taught us to pray.
是主导文，是他来教导我们如何祷告。
But as you know very well, some portions of this prayer can never be applied to him.
当我们来读的时候，我们会发现这些祷告当中的一些话不能够来真正的应用在主自己的身上。
For instance, he would never be able to pray, "Forgive us, forgive me my debts."
举个例子来说，主不会这样来说，父啊，求你来赦免我。
But yeah, in a sense, it is the Lord's prayer. In a sense, he taught us to pray this prayer.
但另一方面来说，这是主自己来教导我们如何祷告。
And we're going to read the five verses of it, starting with Matthew chapter 6.
那我们要来读从马太福音第六章第九节开始。
Pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
从第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
What is in my heart this time, brothers and sisters, is to concentrate on just a phrase in this prayer.
弟兄姐妹，我心中的负担就是来关注在我们刚才所读的当中的一句话，
which is quite aligned with what our brother was sharing in the evening service.
与孙弟兄昨天晚上所为我们分享的主题是非常的一致的。
And the phrase is your kingdom.
那这一节就是愿你的国降临。
Now, you can turn your name to the book of Revelation.
那下面请大家同我一同翻到启示录。
You know, there has been no coordination between my brother.
大家可能不知道，我跟孙弟兄之间并没有事先来沟通过。
So I'm not even
those who know to share. 他知不知道我要分享的主题是什么。
But he shared for those of you who were here yesterday, which will be shared second.
那昨天听到信息的都知道，弟兄分享的是彼得后书。
On that wonderful phrase by the entering abundantly into the kingdom.
在那里分享到，让我们丰丰富富的进神的国。
And our brother told us that in this kind of the kingdom, there are books in the New Testament that are really crucial.
那弟兄讲到关于神的国的话，在新约有两本书是非常的重要。
What is Second Peter? He was sharing it.
那有一本就是昨天他们分享的彼得后书。
And the other is Revelation. Here I am.
还有一本就是启示录，我们现在要读。
We will need to read the first chapter of the book of Revelation together.
我们要先来读启示录的第一章。
I'll read a few verses, my brother will read it in them.
弟兄会先用英文，然后翻译的会用中文。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bond servants the things which must soon take place, and send and communicated it by his angel and his bond to his bond servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and eat the things which are written in them, for the time is near.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者小谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Verse 4. John to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的基灵，并那诚实做见证的、从死里首先复活、为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭祀。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierce him. And all the tribes of the earth mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连赐他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。他们，主神说，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Verse 9, I, John, your brother, fellow partaker in the tribulation of the kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet, saying, write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. But in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, just in the middle.
我们从第九节，我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们的在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上，当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后边有大声如炮吹，说：“你所看见的当写在书上，把与以弗所、赤美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。”我转过身来看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子。
I read this in the middle of our speech and read this in the other verses. But let's point out to you before we read another quite detailed description of this one, which is like the song.
那我刚才读到的是十三节的前半段，接下来我们要读后半段，但是我特别愿意停在这里，让大家注意到在描写人子的时候的一些细节。
I'll read again the beginning of verse 13 and the rest of verses. And in the middle of the lampstands, saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe rich to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like snow. And his eyes were like a flaming fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. And out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in its strength.
那我们会再来读十三节开始。 灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间竖着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。那么右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
Verse 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. But he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
十七节，我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者。”金灯台就是七个教会。
And as you know, in chapter 2 and 3, we have the seven letters to the seven churches.
我想大家都知道，在启示录第二章、第三章那里就有向着七个教会所写的七封信。
This time we cannot read the two chapters.
那因为时间的关系，我们没有办法把这两节细细的读过。
Yet I would like to read the first letter, the letter to the church in Ephesus, which in a way is fairly representative.The content is written to the seven churches.
那我们会来读第一封信，就是写于以弗所教会的信。我想这封信能够帮助我们来认识到，这七封向着教会所写的信大致上是一个什么样的内容。
Chapter 2, verse 1. To the angel, church in Ephesus writes, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you have put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be fools. And you have perseverance, and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Verse 4. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember where you have fallen, and repent.And do the deeds you did at first, or else come to you and remove your lips out of its place, unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which also I hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. For him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life.Which is in the paradise.
第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
We would like to read also a few verses from Daniel chapter 7.
那我们也愿来到旧约，从但以理书第七章来读几处的经节。
We're just going to read it, but I would say this before we consider this verse. But in a way, This vision in Daniel chapter 7 is an antecedent of the vision that we have in Revelation chapter 1.
那我们在读但以理书第七章之前，我只会在这里读第三节，就是想要来提醒大家，在这里但以理所看见的异象与在启示录当中我们所读到的，他们之间是有很强的相关的。
That's your just three verses for me, 13, 14, and 18. Verse 13. I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like the Son of Man. He came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. To him was given dominion, glory, and a king, that all the peoples, nations, men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. Verse 18. But the saints of the highest one will receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, from all ages.
我们要来读的是十三、十四和十八节。第三节讲到说，但以理在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。 德国必不败坏。十八节，然而至高者的圣名必要德国享受，直到永永远远。那最后，我们要再来回到启示录看一节的圣经。Chapter
12, verse 10.
十二章第十节。Then
I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ." For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down. He who accuses them for our God day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
As I already told you, what is in my heart for these sessions is this matter from that prayer. Lord, thy kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，我已经跟大家分享过我心中的负担是什么，就是主教我们主导文那一节当中，愿你的国降临。However,
we would like to look at in conjunction with a parallel statement in the book of Revelation.
但我们愿把这一节和在启示录当中我们看到的那一节摆在一起来一起读。
Which is the verse we just read in Revelation 12:10.
就是我们刚刚读的第十二章第十节。
Did you notice the correspondence?
你看到这两者之间的关系了吗?
In Matthew, our Lord says, "Thy kingdom come."
在马太福音当中，主说， "愿你的国降临."
In Revelation, we read, "Now the kingdom has come."
那在启示录我们读到说， "你的国度现在都来到了."
In fact, it's not just the two phrases that correspond to each other.
事实上，不只是这两节之间彼此有联系。
The beginning and the end of the New Testament, there, that is Matthew and Revelation, they march respond to each other.
并且，这个新约的第一本和最后一本就是马太福音和启示录，他们之间也有很强的相关性。
Because these books, they're concerned with the kingdom.
因为这两本书都是讲到天国。
Of course, Matthew is the gospel.
当然，马太福音是一本福音书。
And among the four gospels is the one that especially emphasizes our Lord Jesus as King.
那在四本福音书当中，马太福音特别讲到主耶稣他是君王。
We could say that the Gospel of Matthew is about the King and the Kingdom of God.
我们也可以说马太福音是讲到天国和天国当中的君王。
So when you come to Revelation, again, the great emphasis on the is about the King.
那当然，我们再来到启示录的时候，也会发现，在当中所强调的也是天国。
But it seems that each one of them, very meaningfully to me, beginning and end of the New Testament, each one emphasizes different aspects of the same kingdom.
那对我来说，启示录和马太福音新约的第一本和最后一本，他们在强调天国的不同的方面。
When we read Matthew, the kingdom is revealed as a mystery.
在我们读马太福音的时候，天国好像是一个被启示出来的奥秘。
Something that is hidden.
有一些东西是隐藏的。
We should probably read one verse, one of the parables of the Lord in Matthew 13.
我们
just emphasize this aspect.
那我们一起来读一下在马太福音13中的一个比喻，让我们更好能够来明白这一点。
As you know, Matthew 13 is the chapter on the parable of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
那大家知道马太福音13章讲到的正是天国的奥秘。
It's all about the kingdom.
讲到的都是关乎奥秘的比喻。
But it seems that our Lord emphasizes in that chapter, what is the nature of the kingdom in this age in which we live right now?
但好像主在第13章这里讲到的是在五天国我们如今生活的这个时代当中它有怎样的特质。
So we're reading Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
我们要来读的是马太福音13章第44节。
These words, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again, and from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has.
44节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
You see, this is the kingdom today.
你看到，这就是今天的这个天国。
It's a treasure.
是一个宝贝。
But it's you.
但它却藏在地里。
It's not something that is openly manifest.
不是一个显在外边。
So the praise of our Lord, which he emphasizes in this chapter.Matthew 13, the mysteries of the kingdom.
用我们主自己的话，就是他在13章所讲到好几次的，就是天国的奥秘。
Now, you know, mystery is a very common word in life, especially in the New Testament. It has nothing to do with something spooky, mysterious, right? Like, that's not the idea of the mystery.
奥秘这个词在新约当中，特别在马太福音当中被提到过很多次，但它却不是告诉我们一些诡异的事情，一些很奇怪的事情。
Mystery in scriptures simply means a secret that unless God reveals, we'll never know.
那奥秘讲到的就是有这样一个秘密，若不是神亲自来把它启示出来，那人永远没有办法明白。
And such is the kingdom.
天国就是这样一个奥秘。
It's a secret.
它是一个秘密。
If a law there in the world, let's look at who has the tongue, who's the power of man, you got all sorts of answers. No one is going to say Jesus. Nobody needs it.
如果今天我们到这世界上去，随便找一个人来问，谁是这世上最有权的？
Well, they'll say the president, this country, the president, king, so and so, they have the power.
他会告诉你是这个国家的总统，那个国家的总统，他们是有权柄的，但没有一个人会说耶稣是那个有权的。
My brothers and sisters.The kingdom is a reality today. But it's a mystery that is only revealed to the eye of faith.
弟兄姐妹，今天天国的奥秘唯向那借着信心的眼睛能够看见的人来启示。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, you know he is the king.
当我们相信神的时候，当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们知道他就是君王。
All authority was given to him today. He is on the throne even today.
今天他就坐在宝座上，他是那掌权的。
Now, when you come to the book of Revelation, it will show you another aspect, another face of the same kingdom.
那当我们来到启示录的时候，会让我们看到这个天国的另外一个阶段。
Because, did you notice, we just read it. In verse 7 in chapter 1, we read this, Behold, he, our Lord Jesus, is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see.
就像我们刚才在启示录第一节当中所读到的那一样，第七节讲到，看哪、啊，他驾云降临，众目要看见他。
Do you see the contrast in Matthew? The kingdom is hidden.
你看到这个对比了吗？在马太福音当中，这个天国是隐藏的。
Oh, but the day is coming, and we believe we are very, very near the day when every eye will see, not just the eye of faith, every human being will see he is.
我那一日就要进了，就是我都要看见他，不仅是凭着信心的眼睛，凡是肉眼都能够看到他是君王。
So we are living in such days when we are getting nearer and nearer to the manifestation of this kingdom.
所以当我们活在这个离主的国天国就要显现越来越近的日子的时候，
We would like to consider how this kingdom is going to come.
那这个在天国要从云上降临。
When I say it's going to come, I emphasize the aspect of how is it going to manifest in a public way.
那我们讲到它的这个降临，就是它要这个在众人眼前怎么样的显现出来。
Because of that, we are going to concentrate on the Book of Revelation.
那为着这个原因，我们要来关注的是启示录。
Which largely deals with this matter, how every eye will they see our Lord Jesus.
就是讲到众目有一天要如何的来看到主耶稣。
Now, it would be extremely ambitious to come for three sessions.
那如果我想在这三堂课当中把整本启示录讲完，这
is not my intention.
这个是不可能的，也不是我想要做的。
We want to look at the beginning of this chapter.
那我们要来关注的就是前三章。
Even that in three sessions is officially impossible. There is no way to cover that.
那即使只讲三章，也是不可能用三堂就讲完的。
So I have no illusion that we're going to do anything that is either correct or systematic.
所以我并没有这样的幻想，说我们要从这个系统性或者是完全的来讲完这三章。
What I'd like to do is to take a look, a glance to the proverbial forest, not necessarily all the trees in that forest. That is what is in my heart this time today.
我们想要做的就是能够远远的来看一看这个森林，而不是去细细的观察森林当中的每一个树。
And as we do so, brothers and sisters, our prayer is that the Lord may unveil to us something.Of the spiritual message is called.
当我们如此读的时候，我们的心中的祷告就是愿主能够把这三章当中的一些属灵上的实际能够来启示给我。
What do I mean by spiritual message?
那这个属灵的信息到底是什么呢
？Well, you know, oftentimes we think in Revelation, thinking in Revelation, and maybe if you're reading, the first thing that comes to our minds is like prophecies, events that are going to happen, things like that.
如果你和我差不多的话，每次我读到启示录的时候，我所想到的就是那些预言呀，或是讲到将来要发生的事情呀，这些。
No, there is nothing wrong with that, because certainly the book has a lot of prophetic events that are.
那这样想并没有错，因为启示录确实记载了很多预言的事。
In fact, we read that very beginning, didn't it?
事实上，我们刚开始就读到了，不是吗
？That this book begins with the revelation.Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants things that must soon take place.
就是第一节就讲到说，这是耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
So, it's not saying that that's not.
所以我不是说这些不在这本书里边。
Did you know that Revelation is way more than just about prophetic events that take place?
那你是否知道启示录不仅仅只讲到那些预言将要发生的事
？Beyond all those prophetic events that are prophesied in the Book of Revelation, there is a spiritual message, brothers and sisters, for you and for me.
弟兄姐妹，在启示录那些记载将要发生的预言的事当中，有一些属灵的信息是为你和我。
Spiritual message reveals how one day the kingdom will come.
这个属灵的信息就是讲到有一天天国要如何的降临。
Which is the phrase that we find in chapter 12. No kingdom.
就是我们刚才在第十二章读到的那里，天国就要降临了。
In a way, brothers and sisters, the spiritual message, what I'm calling the spiritual message, to the whole world.
弟兄姐妹，从一方面来说，这个属灵的信息是这把打开启示录的钥匙。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道我
们 might just say this off in air.
我是不是只是在这个薄薄的空气上来讲这句话呢
？And I'm looking especially at you, my dear young brothers and sisters, right in front of me.
那特别就是要向着坐在我最前方的这些年轻的弟兄姐妹来讲。
Because we all, you know, we all need to be good Bereans. Bereans in Acts.Logos for Thessalonica, and then it's a place called Berea. So Bereans are the place for Bereans.
那讲到的是保罗在在这个使徒行传当中，他们去到一个非常好的地方，那里的弟兄姐妹非常渴慕圣经。
I'm not reading it to you. Just mention. We're going to. This is an exercise for the reading.
那这是为着这些读圣经的人的一个小小操练。
In Acts 17, Holy Spirit leaves all those people. deeply very unique.
那就是在《使徒行传》第十七章那里，保罗就讲到了关乎在比利亚那里的一些弟兄姐妹。
And the comment is a lift more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica. You know why? Because everything that Paul, no one less than Paul, everything he said, they went back to scriptures to check to see if it's indeed so.
因为保罗在那里记到说，这地方就是在比利亚的弟兄姐妹，他们咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，因为他们甘心领受之道，天天的查考圣经。
So here I am saying, you know what? The book of Revelation is prophecies, but there is something even more important than the prophetic events. There is a spiritual message. No, that is deep.
所以我在说的就是说，启示录这本书当中，它记载了很多这些预言上的事件，是在这事件中。像隐藏了一封隐藏了一篇这个属灵的信息，那我们怎么知道这个属灵的信息？
Let's be good Bereans, let's remember this.
那我想说的是，愿我们都做这好的比利亚人，让我们一同的来读这些话。
Revelation 19 verse
启示录十九章第十节。
I'm not going to read them out. Just land sentence users.
不会强调前边的这些背景，我们只是来读最后这一点。
For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit.
因为耶稣基督，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣基督做见证的。
You see, essentially, without going into the context, we have something here being called, there is actually the spirit of God.
那我们并没有读前边的这些背景，但是在这一节最后讲到那里。有一个预言中的灵异。
That's the contrast here should be between there is something like the latter and the spirit.
也许我们可以把这两个东西摆在一起做对比，就是有这些关乎预言的文字，也有这里讲到那预言中的灵异。
Really appreciate something that.
我非常喜欢江弟兄所讲的一句话。
He told us, you know.If all you get when you read Revelation is the prophetic events, what is going to happen, when is happening, in which sequence is going to happen. I'm not saying it's not important, but if that is all you get, all you have is the ladder of prophets.
江弟兄说到，如果你读启示录的时候，你只是注意到有什么事情要发生，什么时候要发生，他们的顺序是什么样。我不是说这些事情不重要，但如果你所关注的只是这些的话，你读这本书得到的不过是这些预言的文字。但是你还没有摸着那个预言的灵。
No, this may sound a little kind of mystic or a little kind of fuzzy. You can see, spirit, what on earth is he talking about?
也许我刚才分享的有一点听起来比较的神，预言的文字，预言的灵，我到底在说什么呢？
Can you use the analogy from the word of lawyers?
也许我可以用一个比喻来解。
You know, lawyers keep talking about the spirit of the law, and if there is any lawyer here, you can go and ask him or her, and they'll explain it much better than I can.
就是用律师的例子，律师常常讲到这个律法，这些法规当中也有他的那个经义。
There is such a thing as the letter of the law and the spirit.
有这样一个说法，有这个律法的文字和律法的意义。
So、the letter of the law is what it's, you know, it's what it says at face value. It's what it's written.
这个律法的文字就是照着字面意思所理解的这些。
But there is something that is way more important than the letter of the law, which is the spirit.What was its intent? What is its real meaning? What is that law meaning?
但有一些是比这些文字更重要的，就是这个律法写在这里，它的本意是什么？它想要达成的是怎么样的一个目的
？When it comes to prophecy, particularly when it comes to the Book of Revelation, there is something that the Holy Spirit calls the Spirit of prophecy.
弟兄姐妹，讲到预言，特别是讲到启示录当中的预言，那圣灵特别在这里提到预言中的灵异。
What is God's aim in giving us this prophecy?
神把这些预言给我们，他的目的到底是什么
？Do you think it is simply to satisfy our curiosity? And then, oh, okay, now I know that Jesus is a rapture who happened before the tribulation. After the tribulation, I remember that. It's not just for us to know when things will happen.
神不是说只是把这些事情告诉我们来满足你们好奇心啊，我知道背题是要在这个这神的国降临之前之后还是在当中，不只是这些。
Prophecy, spiritual goal, some effect that it was produced in me that in you.
预言这些预言他们有一个目的，要在你我的身上产生一些效果。
In a similar way, brothers and sisters, we want to touch the scribes and servants of what is that spirit of creativity in this book.
那我们所要做的就是来摸一摸这个表面，来触摸一下它的这个灵，就是这本书当中这个预言的灵到底是什么。
But you should remember, we should all remember, we read the book of Revelation, is the events we're just talking about. When we touch the spiritual message, yes, we touch the spirit of prophecy.
我想要再强调，就是当我们来读这本书的时候，如果我们所关注的只不过是这些事件的话，那我们只是摸到了这个预言的文字。那如果我们读到当中那一篇属灵的信息的话，那我们才开始来触摸这个预言中的灵意。
Believe, brothers and sisters, that the book of Revelation, those first three chapters, they give us the essence of that spiritual message of hope.
弟兄姐妹，我相信启示录的前三章在那当中把整本书所要表达的那个属灵的信息，那个最本质的内容来给我们了。已经
They contain the explanation of this critical matter. How is the kingdom going to come? How is the Lord Jesus going to be manifested? Not so much of when or what's going to happen, but what is going to happen spiritually in our lives for that to take place.
因为我想在前三节当中讲到的不只是说主耶稣他要怎么来，天国要怎么样的降临，更多的是讲到这些事件当中的一些特质。
And that is why this book begins in such a, I'm going to put it quote unquote, in such an unusual way.
这就是为什么这本书它开始的时候是以一种非常不同寻常的方式来开始。
Because the first three chapters of the book, they have nothing to do with kind ofprophetic events per se. They're about something else.
因为这节三本书开始的时候好像并不是在他们本身讲到的是一些预言的事件，是关乎其他的事情。
Well, I'm sure that you know this, even in our reading this book.
我想就在我们早上读快快的读过这些圣经当中你也已经发现。
The book of Revelation begins with a vision of the Son.
启示录开始是一个关于人子的意象。
But not with the Son of Man in isolation. It's not just the Lord Jesus by himself. He is in the midst of seven lampstands.
但这个意象不是说人子单单在那里，而是他在这七灯台当中。
So sisters, we believe that when we see that, when we understand the meaning, the importance, the significance of that vision, it opens the whole book of Revelation.
弟兄姐妹，我相信如果我们能够明白这个意象它的那个重要性的话，那能够帮助我们来解开整本启示录。
As we mentioned, I think it's Brother Sparks that has a very interesting description of that vision of the Son of Man.
我想史柏克弟兄关于这个在意象当中的人子，他有一个非常好的解释。
He calls it a full body portrait.
他讲到那里好像是一个对于基督的一个全身的一个素描，一个雕像。
If one looks is symbolic, there is no question about it, right? There is, don't try to picture the Lord as someone that has a sword literally hanging on his back, right? Or with white hair and all like that. There is symbolism being employed in the description given by the man.
当然这些事情都是一些预表象的，不要照着这个字面来想象主怎么样，嘴里边好像有一个剑，然后他的头发都是白的如雪一样，但是在当中我们要注意一些特性。
In this very detailed description of the Lord that we find here, there is in essence a description of his character.
那就是在这些细节的描写当中，我们能够发现主他身上有怎样的特质。
The element in that description, it starts with a parable.Did you notice? It starts describing what he's wearing.
那我们如果注意的话，他开始的时候描写的是他这个外边穿的是什么衣服。 他的这个身穿的是长衣，直垂到脚。
And then he's girded across the chest with a golden sash.
胸间竖着金带。
And after mentioning these two aspects of their hair, he mentions the body features. The hair white like snow and so forth.
那在描写完他穿的衣服之后，又有一些这种预表象的来写他的头发如发皆白，如白羊毛。
This is why a book is concerned with the coming of the kingdom, Revelation. Why would it begin with that vision of the Lord Jesus?
弟兄姐妹，为什么这样一个关于预言的一本书要开始于关于主的这个描写？
Well, in fact, that is the very key of the whole book.
事实上，这是整本书的关键。
Because the message is this. It is to that Son of Man. And this is very important again. Not the Son of God. Of course, the Lord Jesus is the Son of Man and the Son of God. But he's being seen here. The title is not Son of God. The emphasis is that he's one like the Son.
那我们要注意的是，这里讲到的是神是那人子。当然我们知道神也同样是神子，但是在这样一个意象当中，我们所要关注的是耶稣在这里强调的是他是人子。
It's to that perfect, glorious, victorious humanity. To see the Lord Jesus is to that give the king.
就是当我们看到主耶稣的时候，他是那个完美的荣耀的那个人，完全的人。神要把这个天国赐给这样的人。
It's because of that character that we see. I'm not going into it now. But it's because of the character that is symbolically present in this chapter 1 about our Lord Jesus. Oh, that character doesn't exist.
那就是讲到在我们主耶稣身上所表现出来的那些特性，有这样特性的人，神要把天国来赐给他。
In that glorious character that is described to us symbolically in chapter 1, you see his words.
在第一节当中，借着主耶稣身上这些预表性的所描绘出来的那个完美的人，他身上的特性，神要来这个钥匙赐给他。
His intrinsic value before God the Father.
在他在神的面前有这样一个价值。
No, as I mentioned when we read it, there is an antecedent or a precedent, if you want, in the Old Testament of all this vision.
那在我们刚才一开始读到的时候，在旧约关于这个意象已经有一些提前的铺垫。
Because in Daniel chapter 7, if you notice, the vision is also about one that is like something.
因为在但以理书第七节那里也讲到有一位人子的意象。
And in a way there you have the crucial background for the vision in Revelation chapter 1.
在那里似乎就是为我们来铺垫启示录当中意象的那些重要的背景。
So again, all we're doing here is a glance at forest. No individual trees in too much depth.
那当然我们强调在这里我们只不过远远的来看一看这个森林，不是要进到里边去观察树上的细节。
To mention a little bit, Daniel 7, for us to hopefully the Lord can open our eyes for us to see how this connects with Revelation chapter 1.
但盼望借着我们稍微的来看一下但以理书第七章，让人神能够看到我们，让我们看到神如何把这两章放在一起。
Again, it's another exercise for the reader.
同样，这对于读经的人来说又是一个操练。
Why you can read Daniel chapter 7?
我希望大家能够仔细的来读但以理书第七章。
It's very symbolic, but at the end of the day, it's a quite simple message.
那他好像讲到很多预表性的东西，但是其实这篇信息比较简单。
Actually, chapter 7 is the prelude to a more well-known vision, which is Daniel chapter 2, the vision of a statue that King Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dreams.
第七章那里好像就是对但以理书第一章那里的一个这个镜子一样，反映出的是在那里尼布甲尼撒王看到那个大象。
It's like a mirror.It's almost verbatim, but under different symbolism. That's right.
那他们就好像镜子一样来彼此的对应，讲到不同的预表。
So without going to Daniel 2, I'll just mention what you see, a summary of what's happening in Daniel 7.
那我们不会去特别讲到第二章，但是会在总结上来讲一讲第七章。
Because now it's Daniel that is having the vision, not King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为在这里是但以理的意象，而不是在第二章中的。第二章当中尼布甲尼撒王的意象。
you know that both visions are about the same thing, but seen by two very different people, that would rather do that.
那这是同样一个意象，但只不过是两个不同的人看到。第二章是尼布甲尼撒，第七章是但以理。
It's about the kingdoms in his human history.
就是讲到在人类的历史当中那个王。
Especially those four powers that somehow in history they influenced, actually they conquered Israel.
那是讲到在历史当中有这样的四个王曾经来攻略过以色列。
So you have the If you remember that, too, you have the statue that Nebuchadnezzar saw with four very different, actually five very different portions of it.
那如果大家记得的话，在这个但以理书第二章当中，尼布甲尼撒王看到那个像，它有五个不同的部分。
One the head and then the chest of silver, and then the loins of bronze, legs of iron, and then the feet, the very end of it.Mixture of iron and clay.
就是这像的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半铝的。
And we know that that represents those four empires that conquered Israel in history, starting from the days in which Daniel lived, which is 600. In that will work.
那讲到的就是在历史当中有四个王国，他们曾经攻略过以色列。开始的时候就是但以理所在的那个时间，大概是主前的500-600年。
And you have Babylon and Persia and then Greece. Those are the four empires in history.
那在之后又有巴比伦，又有波斯、贾旦，然后又有罗马帝国，他们陆续的就攻略了以色列。
It's quite interesting. Because how did Nebuchadnezzar saw those four empires in history?
是非常有趣。让我们来看尼布甲尼撒如何看到这个意象。
He's glorious and so impressive, so majestic. And a big, big statue. Very precious pieces.
他看到的这个像是非常的大。甚高，极其的光荣，有满有荣耀，又有金，又有银，是这样一个形象。
But when Daniel, the servant of the Lord, many years later, he found it seems to be the same vision, but with very different
picture. 然而，多年之后，当神仆人但以理再来看到同样的意象的时候，我们看到那里的描写却是完全不同。
In his vision, he sees four same empires.
同样，在他的意象里，他看到这四个帝王，
no、longer a glorious
但却不再是那个荣耀的大象。
He sees them in his vision, as God sees them.
他在夜间的意象里看到了，好像是从神的眼光来看这四个王。
What are they like in his dream?
他的意象在他的梦里，这四个王是怎样的
？Four wild, violent,
这四个兽。
Adam is compared to lion.
巴比伦来对比的就是那一个狮子
and Persia to a bear and then Greece to a leopard so Rome to a beast that is so awful and cruel that cannot even be described
在那里从巴比伦开始讲到的是这个狮子后边又有波斯马代像这个鹰子一样再往后看的时候呢又有这个地上的又有这个熊还有最后甚至有一个兽都没有办法来描述
But then comes the wonderful thing both visions are
然而在两个意象这些描述之后却有一个非常奇妙的景象。
Because in Daniel 2, the statue is not merely the figure, right? It's seven, 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 seven.
因为即便在第二章那里在这个大象之后不是这个故事的最后发生了什么呢
There is a Roman that is thrown against the feet of the statue without the help of human hands and it completely destroys that statue.
在那里最后有一块石头是非人手所凿出来的他包了这个像上然后就把这像碎的变成一座大山。
And of course, that refers to the cunning, the visible cunning, the second cunning of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在那里讲到的就是我们主第二次的再来。
But now when you come to Daniel 7, the same thing again, a different imagery.
在来到但以理书第七章的时候讲到的是同样的事情但是所看到的是不同的形象。
Great to read it again. Daniel says in chapter 7 verse 13, I kept looking into night visions. This kept is after he saw all those awful four wild beasts.
那在十三节那里，他讲到说，我在夜间的异象中观看，这是讲到他在看到那四个大兽之后，继续的来观看。
And behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was come. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was present before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and kingdom.
讲到说，在那里见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度。
Do you see a contrast here?
你看到在这里的对比吗？
God's eyes for the most powerful kingdoms that you have in ancient days, Babylon, Persia, Greece, etc. What are they like in God's estimation?
大家发现吗？在历史当中，这四个最有权能的国，在神的眼中，他们是什么样？
Not a glorious statue.
他们并不是那荣耀的大象。
They're just like wild beasts, like animals.
他们不过是那野兽一样，就是那些野兽。
And that's the nature of power in this world.
就是这世界上的国。
And not only for the danger. Less power in this world to this day.
直到今日，谁在这世上是有权能的呢？
That's usually the lions.
就是那些没无损的。
The most aggressive, the most assertive. If you're a lion-like, roar really loud. People, you know, you'll do well there.
就是那些最有侵略性的。如果你是像一个狮子在这世界上的话，哦，我们都知道你在这地
上。If you're a bear-like, oh man, you're in good shape.
如果你像一个熊一样在这世上的话，我们知道啊，你在地上过得一定不错。
The question, brothers and sisters, is to whom God will give the eternal kingdom.
然而我们的问题是，神会把那永远的国来赐给谁呢？
Not to another beast, it's to one that is a son of man. That's the contrast.
不是要给那些兽，也不是要，而是要给那个人子。
Human power, human kingdom is beast.
人的国，人的能力就好像那兽一样。
The Lord is looking to one that is like the son of man.
然而神所要求的是人子。
Now, I just have to make a comment because this is a term that's very, very for me, the son.
那我在这里要来讲一下，因为这个人子实在是充满了意义。
Of course, it applies to our Lord Jesus.
当然讲到的是我们主耶稣。
In its simplest meaning, it means that he became man. He who is God, the Word that was before anything.
从最简单来说，就是讲到他成了人，那些在创世以前就存在的一些文字，讲到神的话，他造成了肉身，成了人。
There is way more to that in that time in the Son.
但讲到人子，还有比这更多的。
No question, it is a messianic title. Title that scripture uses to designate Messiah, which is our Lord Jesus.
当然讲到这些描述的时候，是讲到那些关乎救主的比喻描述，就讲到我们的主耶稣。
But it seems that here, there is no question that here in Daniel, that refers to his humanity. It refers to him as the Messiah.
当然在但以理书这里所讲到的，不仅有他的人性，还讲到他是我们的救主，我们对此没有任何的疑问。
But there seems to be even a deeper meaning so in the meaning. Why is the Lord Jesus being an analysis of that?He's one like the Son of Man.
但是我们发现在这里，就是在但以理书和启示录当中都特别的要强调，为什么他们要强调说主是人子呢？
In a way, brothers and sisters, this is a hero through my through group of members. Hebraism means an idiom in the Hebrew language.
那这里其实是讲到的是在这个希伯来话当中他们特别有的一个谚语。
When you read the Bible, you see all over the place, son of this, son, you know, this is, give you an example. The Lord Jesus calls the two brothers, James and John, he says, you're son of thunder, you're an urges, remember?
但我们要来举的就是在这个圣经当中我们常常读到的是这个字那个字，如果大家记得的话，主耶稣曾经呼召约瑟和雅各的时候，称他们为这个雷子。
When our Lord said that, it's very meaningful. The story is like this: the Lord was crossing Samaria. He was going through Samaria.
那当主他走过这个撒玛利亚的时候
，And the Samaritans in the village he was going through, they rejected him.
那这些他当时撒玛利亚人他们就拒绝了主。
So the Stone Brothers, full of zeal, full of love for the Lord, and trying to defend his honor, said, Lord, very spiritually. Then having sent fire and consumed the Samaritans.
那当时这个约翰两兄弟他们就心中充满对主的火热，他们说主啊，你是不是要让我们祷告，让天降下火来灭了这城呢？
You do not know which spirit you are.
主就告诉他们说，你不知道你们里面的灵是怎样。
You are wondering if your sons of thunder. That's your essential nature.
就讲到说，你们是雷子，描述的是他们里面的那个性质。
Sons of thunder. He's just saying you're thunder-like.That's what your nature is. Something means that you're exactly like that something.
讲到他们是雷子，就是说他们这个性情就像雷一样这么的快，这么的烈。
Hearing Daniel say, fear and revelation, love, brothers and sisters. You see one that is a son of man.
然而在雅各在但以理书第七章以及在启示录当中，我们看到的却是一个人子。
You see what is true humanity.In God's eyes, the Lord Jesus.
你看到在神的眼中，这个人到底应该是怎么样？就是我们主耶稣他所是的。
You see one that is man as God has intended, the Son of Man.
你看到神他心灵当中的人到底应该是怎么样？就是人子所表现出来的。
You see one that fully satisfies God's heart.
你看到有一个人他完全满足了神的心意。
Brothers and sisters.It's through the Son of Man that the kingdom, the eternal kingdom, we get it.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该看到，这永远的国就是要赐给这样的人子。
You see why Revelation has to open with that vision.
你看出为什么启示录开始的时候要以这样的意象来开头吗？
If you have any prophecy, any event, it's a vision of the Lord Jesus. To that humanity, God gives the kingdom.
在一切的意象以前，要有这样的一位人子显现出来，神要把永远的国赐给他。
In the book of Daniel, says it's that.
但以理书讲到的也是一模一样的。
When the Son of Man approaches the ancient of the God of the Father, it's we read in verse 14, and to him the Son of Man was given dominion, glory, kingdom.
我们读到第十四章那里，就是这个人子他要得到权柄、荣耀、国度。
All of them goes back. All the fallen men, all these kingdoms, beautiful and advanced.
从他降临的时候，一切的国都要沉沦，过往的这些能力全都要消失。
His kingdom is an eternal kingdom.
他的国将要成为永远的国。
There is a very, very important principle that you can extract from Daniel 7 and Revelation 7.
那事实上，我们从但以理书第七章和启示录那里，我们能够提取出一点非常重要的原则。
It's a principle.
这是属神的一条原则。
Power with God comes from character.
因为能力是从性情而来的。
It's always like that in Scripture.
在圣经当中总是这样。
Why does the Son of Man receive the kingdom?
为什么人子能够得着这天国呢？
It's because of the character that he has.
是因为他里面所有的性情。
Therefore, it shouldn't be a surprise to us if that's the case. There is such a detailed description of the character that's falling in Revelation chapter.
这就让我们不至于感到意外，为什么在启示录第一章那里要对主有如此细致的描写。
Each one of the features, the apparel, and his body features, the hair, feet, etc. Each of them describe an aspect of the character of the Lord.
就是在启示录那里讲到主，不论是他的穿的衣服，他的外表，他的身体的每一个细节，都是在那里描述一个性情。
Well, our time is...Basically, God.
我们的时间很快就过去了。
This is in a way an introduction to what is about.
我想上面这些都是对我心中的负担的一个简略。
But I can mention another thing as we close.
在我们结束之前，我需要来再讲到一点。
You have in chapter one a vision of the Son, but he's not on this vision.
在第一节那里讲到的就是那个人子的意象。
He's not.
就是他却不是在那里只有一个人而已。
Quite meaningful is walking seven.
那在那里，我们看到他是行走在七个金灯台当中，这实在是充满意义。
Seven in Scripture, a picture of totality.
那在圣经当中，七代表着完全。
And we know that the Holy Spirit tells us the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
我们也知道圣灵告诉我们，这七个金灯台就是代表七个教会。
Simply a description of the church.
那就是讲到这个教会，但是他就描绘的是全体的教会。
Why, brothers and sisters, such a vision is the Son of Man in the midst of His church?
弟兄姐妹，为什么这里要有一个主在教会里边的意象呢
？You know why? He's asking to the kingdom.
因为他要来得这天国。
The Lord will give His kingdom to such believers, just as the Lord Jesus is the King.
神要把这天国来赐给那拥有像主耶稣一样性情的那些人，因为他是那个天国的王。
But you know, we cannot separate the head.
但是你不能把头和身体分开。
You reign, yes, but you know that you're destined for the throne in God's intention.
他必将掌权，没有任何的疑问。但是你知道吗？你们每一个人也都定义要来做王。
The Lord never meant himself to reign.In isolation, those things. He can do that. It would be the easiest thing. It's a weird dream.
事实上，神不是要让他自己独生爱子来做王，当然他可以这样做。我们其实是这些问题，难道不是吗？
Oh, but in His plan, in His purpose, in His will, His Son is going to reign with His wife, with the beloved, with His.
在神的计划里，在他的旨意里边。耶稣却要与他的心腹，就是他的子民，一同来做王掌权。
That's what we see the Lord Jesus in chapter one. He's among the seven lampstands.
这就是为什么我们看到在启示录第一章当中，主耶稣是行走在七个金灯台、七个教会当中。
When you look even to the vision Daniel seven, which is I'm calling it an antecedent of what is happening in Revelation one.
那如果我们回到但以理书第七章那里，就好像是在启示录发生之前的一个预言一样。
Same,
大家有没有发现，在那里也有同样的一些特征？
To him is the kingdom given. So, for the ancient of days, to him is the kingdom.
那我们看到在那里是有一位人子，这个国度要赐给他。
But you notice what the same kingdom says around the beginning.Read it again for you. But the saints, the highest one, will receive the kingdom.
我不知道大家有没有注意到，在十八节那里却也讲到，然而至高者的圣名必要得国享受，直到永永远远。基督和他的教会。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say this in closing.
弟兄姐妹，结束的时候，我想如此说。
If in God's estimation, power comes from character, and that's never changes with it.
如果在神的定义的里边，能力来自于性情。
If it's the character of the Son of Man, then it's worth to receive the kingdom that God will give.
如果是人子一般的特性，能够来配得神所要赐下的永恒的国天国。
If we're destined to reign with Him, are you doing the math with me?
如果我们定义要得国，你有没有跟我一起来算一下
？What has to happen with you and with me?
那在你我身上要发生什么呢？
Well, we have to conform to that image, that character, to the nature of the Lord Jesus.
那你我，我们就要被磨成那人子的形象，要有他的性格。
It's absolutely essential. It cannot be otherwise.
这是非常重要的，除此之外别无他法。
Yeah, in God's intention, when he saved you.He wants you as part of the church to be reigning with His Son.
是的，当神救我们的时候，他就盼望我们能够与他的儿子一同来做王掌权。
But the necessity is exactly that. For that to happen, brothers and sisters, but look at saying, please don't make that mistake. We're not talking in reigning with Christ, equating that for eternal salvation.
我不是在这里要讲到救恩，我不是说要把与神一同作王和我们得到永远的救恩两件事情等同，不是这样。我们得救只是因为恩典。
You will never be saved because of your character. If that was the case, there is no hope for any of us.
如果我们得救是因为我们里面有美好的性情的话，那我们没有一个人会有盼望。
We are given eternal life, the grace the Lord Jesus fulfilled. That's all we do. We trust it. All it is.
我们是因着信来领受了那永远的救恩，我们不需要做其他的，只不过是因为相信他。
But when it comes to reigning with him, to his full intention for your destiny, if I can put it that way, oh yes, some work of transformation has to be done in us. We have to be made like the one who is in this heart.
但如果讲到神在我们身上的完全的心意，就是要让我们能够来与他一同作王的话，弟兄姐妹，那神要把他的儿子的形象磨成在我们里面，要我们能够来得着那人子的性情。
That's essentially what we see in chapters 2 and 3 of the Revelation.
那这就是我们会在启示录第二和第三当中看到的。
So we can't go over this right now.
那我们现在没有时间去读下。
We're going to read this as an introductory message.
那刚才所讲的，如果大家愿意的话，就当作是一个影子。
Just what you say, this is final, right? The word of encouragement to all of us.
那最后的最后，我想再说一些鼓励的话。
Very conscious that the book of Revelation sometimes is quite dreaded by believers because there's all this symbolism. Let's face it, it's not a simple book.
那我想，当我们读到启示录的时候，对很多的信徒来说，这都是好像一卷可怕的书，因为当中讲到各种各样的预言。
Many symbols.
有很多很多的预表。
It's by far. There are many books in the Bible that are symbolic. Revelation by far is its heaven.
那在圣经当中有很多预表性的书，但是启示录这一本超过其他所有的。
Could you notice that it's a singular blessing that is attached to the book of Revelation?
但在启示录却有一个特有的祝福。
There is no other book in the Bible that has this blessing attached to it.
其他的书都没有如启示录一样那个特有的祝福。
Don't get me wrong. If you read anything in Scripture, you're going to be blessed. Of course.
当然，大家不要误解我。不管我们读的是哪一卷圣经上的书，我们都会得福。
But Revelation very specific. We just read the verse at the beginning, verse 3 in chapter 1. It says this.Blessed is he who reads those who hear the words of the prophecy.
但是就像我们刚才读到的在第一章第三节那里说念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的。
Brothers and sisters, I don't think that the main point here is knowing every single detail what is going to happen, what is going to happen, all the letter of the promise.
弟兄姐妹，我想这里的重点不是要让我们知道所要发生的每一件事情，他们的顺序、他们的时间这些细节，就是说这个预言的文字不是重点。
But the real blessings, do you know the spirit of blessings?
那真正的福在于弟兄姐妹，我们是否有那个预言的？
Have you seen the glorious man?
你是否看到那位荣耀的人子？
Have you seen his beauty, his worthiness?His value in the eyes of God.
你是不是从神的眼光当中能够看到人子他有多么的荣耀，多么的美好，多么的充满价值？
And if you have seen him, are you allowing the Lord to transform into that very image? Yes.
如果你看到了的话，是否你有允许神把你磨成人子的形象？
I believe that at the end of the day, that is the real blessing in this book.
我想终了，那才是这本书最大的福。
Don't break.
所以，请大家不要这么快就放弃。
Don't read it and say, "Wow, this is symbolic, too symbolic." I don't get it. Then say, "Don't do that."
不要读了两句之后就觉得啊，这实在是太多的预言了，我没有办法往下读，就这样放弃了。
Sometimes it's fine. Just read it, get the facts. Even if you don't get the meaning of it, that's fine.
如果我们读的时候一开始只能够来明白这圣经上所讲的这些事实，并不能摸到那个灵意，没关系。
The Lord desires blessings with that.
主要来祝福我们，他有这样的美好的心愿。
We see the one that is going to reign, Lord Jesus.
因为我们看到有一位，就是我们的主耶稣，他必要来做王。
On the other hand, we are conformed, transformed to that.
同样，我们也正在被磨成他的形象。 让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we commit this word into your hand.
我们要把这些话交在你的手中。
We pray, Lord, even as we sang in the beginning, Oh Lord, we are looking here, seeking beyond the sacred page to see you.
主，正如我们开头所唱的，我们要在这圣经当中来寻求你。
That your spirit may reveal this glorious.
愿你的灵能够来启示这一位荣耀的仁慈。
We pray, Lord, that as we see you, that our hearts may be captured, captivated by you.
主，愿我们的心都能够被你再一次来掳掠。
We pray that according to your will, you will use these words as a foundation that we may see the more of Jesus.
我们祷告，愿你用这些话作为根据，让我们更多的能够来寻求耶稣。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.